Discuss the formal strategy you employed in a particular poem you have submitted to the Fish House. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Gamelan. Gamelan is a macaronic verse, meaning a particular piece of prose or poetry that is written in two or more languages. One is usually employed as a conjunction, as the connections, whereas the other ones are used for satirical sense. It's a nonsensical poem with usually some type of political, you know, twang side to it. And they can either be in the context of praise or critique, but a macaronic verse is essentially written in two or more languages. So Gamelan actually was devised, not written at first, but over the challenge of creating a crunk track, I went to the movies to see Hustle and Flow with my boy John Murillo. And what had happened, we walked out of that movie kind of inspired to create a crunk track. Crunk meaning it's a type of hip hop music that's coming from, you know, down south, that's pretty popular nowadays. And so we went home and I tried to make this track and I couldn't get it together. And the track just really wasn't sounding like a crunk track. And so the next morning it was kind of like, okay, I'm gonna get back on this and see what this is. And what it turned out to be was this combination of like layerings of bass drums to get a bottom heavy sound with these very, very worldly bells and metal percussive sounds, much like a gamelan. And so, you know, I said later for the crunk track, I'll get to that, you know, later on. And in vibing with the track that I had made, usually with macaronic verses, I begin them with just simple gibberish. I begin them with constructing a melody, some type of call and response that would be written entirely in gibberish, and then from the gibberish match the melody of the gibberish with actual words from various languages. So the first thing that came up was Chikomango Nyonyonyonye Chenama Ori Chichisai, which is complete gibberish. However, I was thinking in terms of like particular words in Chinese, which would be like nyun or gyun, and chico is, you know, obviously there's the Spanish thing. Orit, I was thinking in terms of Arabic, but just that little segment that right there means entirely nothing. It's gibberish. And from there, once I reconstructed that, I began to create the other segments of Gamelan, which is a combination of like what I was thinking were hakas, which are traditionally Maui war songs, war cries, hakas. And then I was thinking in terms of hip hop, like having a rhyme set within the words, but knowing that the words would not be in English or rarely in English. And this chick, Pakistani chick from London called MIA because yeah, I was just thinking of her rhythms being very, very simple, very Miami bass, JJ Fad, yet almost childlike, yet making some type of sense within the rhyme. So I'm thinking of all of these things, and I know this is kind of crazy, but I was just kind of like, the challenge for me was to create a piece that would be hip hop and influence, but also giving light to languages that are rarely heard. And I'm proud of this one because this one I employed a lot of Chalaki, which is Cherokee, which is the original name for Cherokee before folks came and named Chalaki people, or another word, Aniwia. Aniwia, the original people, people of the land, Cherokee. So most of the poem is in Cherokee, and there are certain things where I'll just say, I say, you say, as a call and response. And then other parts are Hawaiian, Samoan, some Maui. Actually, there is a line from a Maui haka. Which is, I don't have the poem in front of me, that sucks. Wititera, which means the sun shines. And the song, the verses are mainly animals, which will kind of mess people up. They're just lists. It's like a list poem of various animals. And telling you to like pay attention, watch this animal. So it's almost kind of childlike. But yeah, that's what I was thinking about in terms of when I wrote Gamelan.